Welcome back to the Attack. We put the phones on hold for a couple minutes here. Bob Black, Joe Spano, joined by Landon Donovan. Landon Donovan, arguably the greatest soccer player in the history of U.S. soccer, who joins us this morning. How are you today, Landon?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Doing well, thanks. Nice to have you with us. You know, it's funny, Joe and I, we've talked about this many times. We'll get into it in a second, but we're back and forth on the growth of U.S. soccer, how many generations and all that kind of good stuff, but you are the guy and have been the guy, and, you know, you're retired now. Talk about what's going on post-competitive career and your involvement with Liberty Mutual.
Well, life is good as a retired person and player. I'm enjoying myself. I was in Augusta last week for the Masters. I've been traveling all over the world. I get this week to come in, thanks to Liberty Mutual, for the game tonight, the U.S. soccer game against Mexico. You know, you're talking about growth of soccer in the U.S. I think it's pretty remarkable. I don't know how old you guys are, but I could have never imagined a time when the third largest insurance company in the country would want to be affiliated with soccer. So for me, it's in some ways it's mind-blowing, because I grew up in a time where no one wanted to be associated with soccer, and now to see the growth and how much it's developed is pretty special. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for life going forward. I think it's been a great retirement so far. I'm 5 months in, and I'm happy, so that's all that matters.
Well, Landon, I guess the obvious question for me, and this is what we often ask for retired athletes, what are you going to do to fill that competitive void? Mm-hmm. Obviously, as a competitor all your life, there's a certain level of competitive nature that's kind of ingrained in you. You're not competing on the pitch anymore. What are you going to do to fill that void?
What I find is that I'm competitive in everything I do now. So because I don't have that being fulfilled on the soccer field, everything I do, I'm just so gung-ho and want to be competitive. I'm getting married in 3 weeks, and my fiance played tennis at Boston University. So we play tennis a lot together, and she just kills me. And so it's good for me. It's given me something to sort of latch onto and try to get better at. I've been able to beat her a few times now, which helps. So that's, I think, where I'm probably getting my competitive drive still.
Well, just a word of advice, getting married, try not to beat her too often. You know, happy wife, happy life.
I've thought about that already, because I think if I beat her once or twice and she wasn't too happy about it, so I think it's better to let her win.
No doubt. You know, Joe and I have talked about the growth of soccer here on the Attack, and we have had varying viewpoints on it as things are going along. But with what's happened with professional football, and Joe and I are in accord on one thing, soccer moms rule the day. And if you're going to make a decision on what sport your kid is going to play, in a sad way, it's going to benefit soccer that moms are starting to withhold their children from playing football.
Yeah, you know, I have this discussion with a lot of people. You ask the question, if your child wanted to play football, would you allow them to play? The answer for me is no. I think going forward, you know, I love baseball. I grew up a baseball fan. I watched the Dodgers growing up in my room every night. But the reality is now kids don't consume 3.5-4 hours worth of anything. So how do you make it more exciting? I think baseball's in an interesting time where they need to change. I think what people are finding is that soccer is very much the game of the present and the future. It's exciting. It's getting better in this country. People want to be a part of it. When you go to an atmosphere, a game, and you feel the atmosphere in the stadium, that's incredible, and you don't get that in other sports. So I think it's a very good time for us, and I think it's exciting for the future.
And what's been interesting about soccer's growth, from my perspective, is the slow, steady climb. Being based, the network is in San Francisco, but we're based in New York. Mm-hmm. And we've seen soccer grow. There are certain pockets here in New York where there are huge parks where people play soccer all week and all weekend. But on a national level, you know, there have been times where we really thought soccer was going to seize the American sports consciousness, and it didn't quite do it, and it had some setbacks. But it's been a slow, steady climb to get to where they are now. And really where they are now is a pretty good place. Where can you see U.S. soccer going from here as far as its popularity in this country?
I think what happened is in the 70s, 80s, you had the NASL, the North American Soccer League, and I think they got ahead of themselves and, quite frankly, outspent themselves and tried to grow too fast. What we've seen now in Major League Soccer and through what Commissioner Garber has done is slow, steady growth. And those words don't really vibe well with the world we live in now. Everybody wants everything right now. But the slow, steady growth has allowed the league to stay stable, the ownership team to continue to help put more money into the sport and continue to help it grow. I mean, I'm sitting here in San Antonio. We're playing, U.S. is playing Mexico tonight. There's going to be 60-some-odd thousand people. Of course, there'll be a fair number of Mexican fans there. But to see that that is happening in our country tells you that the tipping point has happened. Like I said earlier, being here with Liberty Mutual, a company of that size wanting to be affiliated with soccer in our country is mind-boggling. And these, you know, it's not because the CEO loves soccer. It's because these are great business decisions, and they want to be affiliated with something that's so important going forward. So for me, it makes perfect sense. And if you're not on the train, better watch out because soccer's coming in this country.
One final one for me in the minute or so that we have left. You're talking about the friendly with Mexico. What does the future look like, the outlook for the U.S. men's national soccer team going forward for the upcoming international schedule, as well as looking so far ahead as to the next World Cup?
Well, this year is always a transition year, the year after the World Cup. So you've seen Jurgen experiment with a lot of different players, bring in a lot of different guys. This summer is actually a big tournament. The Gold Cup is going on here in America, which is this part of the world's qualifying tournament, basically, for the Confederations Cup, which happens the year before the World Cup. And the reason that's significant is because it's played in the host country. So you get a dry run. If you're in that tournament, you get a dry run of the World Cup, which is very valuable, which is what we did in South Africa in 2009 before the 2010 World Cup. So this summer is actually a big deal. And then you get a little bit more transition time until qualifying starts next year. But things are looking good. There's a number of young, talented players that are going to get the opportunity to show whether they can cut it or not. And the next 3 years will be very interesting. And then we head into Russia and with higher expectations, higher hopes, higher viewership, higher fans, and a higher number of fans. And we hope it all goes well.
Landon, we appreciate the couple of minutes. Enjoy the game, enjoy your retirement, and enjoy your brand new marriage that's right around the corner.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now.
Landon Donovan joining us here on The Attack.